The credit rating agency Standard & Poor's downgraded Alaska today after months of warnings. With plunging oil prices wreaking havoc on the state's budget, the agency knocked the state down a notch from the top AAA rating it has held for the last 4 years. The credit rating affects how much the state and local communities have to pay to borrow money for projects like schools and roads. Today's change won't have a huge impact on the state's bottom line, but as APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports, the downgrade came with a warning.
Okay, first things first. Alaska's credit rating is still pretty good. Standard & Poor's dropped it from a stellar AAA to a slightly less stellar AA+. For a state with a budget deficit roughly the size of a meteor, that's not too shabby. But it's not the downgrade itself that has Alaskans worried. It's the message that came along with it. Gabe Batek has been watching Alaska for about 7 years for Standard & Poor's.
The fact is, the state's trajectory is not good.
With oil prices showing no signs of rallying anytime soon, the state is facing a deficit of about $3.5 billion, or two-thirds of its operating budget, for the foreseeable future. That puts the burden on policymakers to make some radical changes.
In the big picture, it's just one notch, but if they don't make changes, there could be more downgrades to come.
A credit rating is basically an agency's best guess of the state's ability to repay its debts in full and on time. Not many states could pull off even a AA+ rating with a deficit swallowing two-thirds of its budget. The reason Alaska can? Are prodigious savings accounts, including the Permanent Fund. In its report, Standard & Poor's says Alaska has the financial resources to solve its budget crisis. The question is whether it has the political will. If Alaska adopts something like, say, Governor Bill Walker's plan to turn its savings into a kind of endowment, its budget outlook and credit rating could stabilize. But Petek says,
it's a lot for them to do, you know, in this one legislative session.
And if the state continues business as usual, it will burn through its savings. Meanwhile, another major ratings agency, Moody's, has continued Alaska's AAA rating. But for the last 12 months, it's attached a negative outlook, meaning there's a chance it could downgrade the state as well. Moody's analyst John Lombardi says his agency is also watching to see what lawmakers will do in Juneau this spring. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.